This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Department of Health and Human Services, constitutionally charged with administering the Affordable Care Act as law, is using public money to oppose the act in videos, web presentations, Twitter, and other forms. A poll of 2,000 registered voters asked what should Hillary Clinton do now, indicated support was strongest for her to raise money for charities or to lead efforts to help women and children. Laws in 30 states explicitly allow communities to form their own public school systems, and since 2000, at least 71 communities across the country, most of them white and wealthy, have sought to break away from their public schools to form smaller, more exclusive ones. A lawsuit was filed for outfits managing emergency response teams and attempting to place evacuating Florida residents in shelters in advance of the landfall of Hurricane Irma because Polk County, Florida, sheriffs is engaged in a practice of discouraging people from seeking emergency shelter through fear and conducting unconstitutional pedestrian warrant checks on Floridians in crisis who are seeking life-sustaining shelter from a major hurricane. Since the passage of the Native American Graves Protection and Repatriation Act in 1990, some 10,000 cultural touchstones have been returned. Nearly three-quarters of the players in the NFL are African American. Of the 103 uncontacted tribes registered in Brazil, approximately 20 are found in the western Javari Valley, which is believed to be home to more uncontacted tribes than anywhere else on Earth. Numbering about 30 million people spread across four countries, Iraq, Syria, Turkey, and Iran, the Kurds are often described as the world's largest ethnic group without their own homeland. Chris Kobach and the fake voter commission are claiming that more than 5,000 votes were cast illegally in New Hampshire and might have tilted elections for Senate and President. They failed to take into account that the state allows students with out-of-state licenses but spending most of their time in New Hampshire to vote, and that almost all of the 5,000 were in college towns. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.